Hello, this is Pastor Rock Dillaman with this week's installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. Our readings from the book of Exodus, Psalms, and Hebrews do not contain a single reference to the person and work of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is very, very much present in this week's readings. He's there as a type, T-Y-P-E. Type is a term that theologians use to refer to a person or an object or an event that God has selected to symbolize some aspect of His character or His work. One of the most obvious examples of a type would be the lamb that was slain under the old covenant system for the sins of the nation, to atone for the sins of the nation. We all recognize that that lamb was a type. It was a symbol of the Lamb of God, the Messiah, Lord Jesus, who would offer Himself as a once-for-all sacrifice for the sins of humanity. Scripture is filled with these types or symbols. And this week's reading contained one clear example of that, the pillar of cloud and fire. Now, I want you to notice I said pillar, not pillars, plural. Some people think there were two pillars, a pillar of cloud that led Israel by day and a pillar of fire that led Israel by night. But if you read the narrative carefully, you'll find there was one pillar. It was cloud in its lower portion, fire in its upper portion. But we know that that cloud is a type or a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And I say that because Romans 8:14 tells us that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And Psalm 119 tells us that God's Word is a light to our path and a lamp unto our feet. And God's Word is the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit throughout Scripture leads. The Holy Spirit throughout Scripture sheds light upon the path that we are to follow. And that's why the pillar of cloud and fire that led Israel out of Egypt and through the wilderness is a clear type or symbol of the Holy Spirit. And when you begin to unpack that, you see how that is so in remarkable detail. First of all, the cloud didn't appear to lead the people until they had been delivered out of Egypt. When does the Holy Spirit step into our life to lead us? Once we have been delivered out of sin through salvation in Christ. Unbelievers cannot know the leading of the Holy Spirit. Israel had to get out of bondage before God could lead them through the wilderness. The second thing I would have you note is that they didn't ask for the pillar of cloud and fire. They made no request. It just appeared when it was necessary. And the same thing is true of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We receive the Holy Spirit once we step out of darkness and into light, once we've been delivered from the bondage, the bondage of sin. We don't have to pray for the Spirit. We don't have to petition for the Spirit. The Spirit is given without request. Third thing I would have you note is that God spoke out of the cloud. We read of that in Psalm 99 and in Exodus 33. And how does God speak to followers of Jesus? Through the indwelling Holy Spirit, who bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God and who leads us in discerning the will of God. Another thing I would have you to note, that the pillar was dark to the Egyptians. They did not see the fire and the light. The only thing the Egyptians could see was the darkness. And why is that typical or a type of the Holy Spirit? It's a type of the Holy Spirit because the world can't receive the Holy Spirit. And the things of the Holy Spirit are unknown to the unbelieving. They can't comprehend them, they can't understand them, and they cannot receive them. And finally, I would have you note that the cloud never left them. And when we come to faith in Christ, the Spirit who is given to lead us is never taken from us. One final thing. The cloud provided a covering for them that protected them from the heat of the desert sun. And the Holy Spirit is our covering, who protects our status and our standing in Christ. So, the pillar of fire and cloud is a type of the Holy Spirit. Several other things I want you to notice now about how that works out in our life. When I was a young boy, I was taught a chorus in Sunday school. It went like this. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Well, the Lord led the people of Israel through the wilderness. They didn't have to know the way. All they had to do was follow. And that is symptomatic and symbolizes the work of the Holy Spirit in leading us. I want you to look at these parallels between the cloud leading, the Spirit leading, and our own experience of the Spirit's leading. First of all, it was the cloud that led Israel once they were delivered out of bondage. And it's the Holy Spirit who leads us once we come out of bondage. Secondly, I want you to note that the cloud took them on the best route. It was a very specific route. God didn't say, I don't care how you travel once you're out of Egypt, just put Egypt in your rearview mirror. No, God chose a very specific path for them to follow. And the Holy Spirit knows the best path for you to follow as you put your old bondage in the rearview mirror and seek the new things that God has for you. And the route he employs for one believer may not be the route he employs for you. He crafts a specific, individualized route for each one of us. Third thing, God took them on a specific path because he knew if they ran headlong into the Philistines and had to fight, they would go back to Egypt. They would be tempted early on to give up and return to their old bondage. So he took them in a route where they wouldn't be tempted. And isn't that what the Holy Spirit does with us? When we're new in the faith, he knows the particular temptations that might put us back on our heels. And so, as promised, with each of those temptations, he provides a way of escape. And God led the people of Israel on a path that enabled them to escape the temptation, to be intimidated by the Philistines, and return to slavery. The Holy Spirit also knows when we're ready to face certain challenges, and he won't lead us into the face of those challenges until we're ready. Again, Israel was going to go to war later. They were going to have to conquer the land of Canaan. God had given it to them, but the inhabitants weren't going to just leave. They were going to have to be driven out. And the Holy Spirit knows when we're ready for intense spiritual warfare. And he doesn't lead us into that warfare until we're ready. So, the Holy Spirit isn't mentioned in our readings from the book of Exodus, but he is very, very present in the type that we know as the pillar of cloud and fire. It says volumes about the ministry of the Spirit, and specifically how the Spirit leads us out of our old bondage into God's promises in ways that are sensitive to our past experience, aware of our weaknesses, mindful of our temptations, and perfect and appropriate for us. So as I've said many times already, the Holy Spirit's at work even when he isn't mentioned, and that's the case in this week's readings. God bless you.